بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, we are talking about the importance of adab as the foundation of all religious knowledge and practice. Now, if you look at this, I mentioned to you yesterday of bringing this glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. And to do it in a way where every time we look at the ayat of Allah, yesterday I recited for you the ayat of Surah Al-Anfal, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the believers are those whose hearts shiver with the glory and magnificence of Allah when the name of Allah comes before them, and when they recite the ayat of the Quran, or they listen to the ayat of the Quran, or they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their iman gets a boost. Zadatum imana, and they have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today let's see, how do we bring this about? I mean, it's not just a matter of sitting and staring at the Quran. How do we bring this about? We bring this about in two ways. And believe me, all of these things, we need to spend time on this. This is not something that will happen automatically. And it's definitely not something that will happen while you are engaged and your head is in your phone. It is something that requires us to be in khilwat, to be alone by ourselves, to free ourselves from all disturbances, all gadgets, all notification sounds. And obviously the first thing that will happen when you do that is FOMO, fear of missing out. So you're going to get into a state of high anxiety. Depends on how addicted you are to your phone. This is a good indicator. You're going to get into a state of high anxiety while you are sitting alone, and your mind will always be on saying, now I don't know which message is coming and, you know, what is happening. Now, you have to deal with all that. Ignore everything. Just remember, if you drop dead right now, at that moment, if you drop dead, which will be more important? That message on the phone which you did not see, or the fact that you selected some time out to be alone with your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu? Wallahu alam, may Allah make this the excuse for forgiving you and me, that we decided to take some time out just to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So forget the phone, forget everybody else. Just sit quietly by yourself and reflect on two things. One is the glory and majesty of Allah. Now, to reflect on the glory and majesty of Allah, you don't have to go for a tour of the heavens. All you need to do is to open your eyes and look at the world around you. And by the world around you, I don't mean that figuratively speaking, I mean right as you sit. As I am sitting here now, I am looking at a world which is white, because we've had about almost 12 inches of snow in the last few days. Everything is covered with snow. And in all of that snow, I see these small, tiny little birds. Small little birds. Black-capped chickadees and various ones, is smaller than sparrows, hopping around full of energy. I have a bird feeder out there. They come and they eat seed from that and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable them to make dua for me, inshallah. The cold doesn't affect them. The snow doesn't affect them. And remember, my bird feeder is there because I put it here now, but these birds have been around for a long time, and long before I put out any feeders, or long before I was here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu was feeding them, and Allah was protecting them, and they lived. Alhamdulillah. I mentioned to you the robins which came too early, and I didn't see them for a couple of days. I was fearing the worst, and yesterday I saw the whole bunch of them again. This is the meaning of reflecting on the glory of Allah and saying, what is this? What kind of world is this? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to show us his signs, not in one way, but in multiple ways. Many, many different ways. And not show us these signs one time, but multiple times. over and over again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us His glory and majesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the degree with which He attends to things, the closeness with which He attends to things, the detail to which He attends, with which He attends to things. Right? Now think about that. Subhanallah, this is so beautiful. So you don't have to go anywhere. One of my most inspiring memories and sights is in India, for example, walking on the pavement. Our pavements, first of all, they are not too many. They're not with every road as they should be. And in many cases, they are, you know, cracked and so on. So you have to look down if you don't want to trip and get yourself a new set of dentures. So looking down and walking on the pavement, many times I have seen this, which is, I have seen the pavement, which is usually, you know, they have a pavement and it breaks. So to seal it, they put asphalt on it. They put tar. Now through that tar, through the crack in the tar, comes out a small blade of grass. I look at that and I say, Subhanallah, this small seed which fell into that thing, right? I'm not saying that the seed or the blade of grass tore apart the asphalt, but I'm saying that I'm seeing that this asphalt has been cracked and the seed has been allowed to grow. That's why I love nature so much, because there's so many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere. How many of you have seen trees literally growing out of rocks and cracking those rocks? How many of you have seen trees, which is, you know, birds going and seeds that get transported by birds, right on top of buildings? So you have these huge palaces and fortresses and whatnot, which are so strong that you know, in the times of war, they probably needed siege engines to smash those walls. But lo and behold, a bird deposits a seed there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes that seed to germinate, and a banyan tree takes root, and over the years, that banyan tree splits the wall of the fort. Go to Golconda and Hyderabad, you see many examples of that. Huge fort walls which have been split asunder by the roots of a banyan tree. These are all signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalal. When it is unlimited, there's no way that I can ever list them all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the ni'mat, the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to count them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if trees were converted into pens and the seas became ink, you would not be able to write the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you exhausted all of that ink and it was replenished. Right? So this is the ni'mat of Allah. So what we do is we sit and we reflect on the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one way in which we can bring the khashyat and the azmat, the glory and the magnificence and the power and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. I strongly recommend that you do this. And you do this with great urgency, because you know and I know that one day we will die, and we have no idea when we will die. We have no idea when we will die. The one thing this corona has done is it has brought this very clearly in front of us. Just 2 days ago, I was speaking to a friend of mine who told me that there is another friend of theirs, or two of their friends actually, husband and wife, who they used to meet almost on a daily basis, and these two got corona. And 4 days later, both of them were dead. Just 4 days later. All right? Now, the point is that this has brought home to us the fragility of our lives, the temporary nature of our lives, the transitory nature of our lives, which of course Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us many times, but may Allah forgive us, we tend to be thoughtless about it. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed this to us in so many words, in clear terms. Now, therefore, the time to reflect on the glory and majesty of Allah starts now. So let's do that. And do not rest until your heart is filled with the glory and majesty of Allah, and until when the name of Allah comes, you can feel the change in your heart. More inshallah tomorrow. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.